Have you ever wondered why certain words on a page make you laugh out loud while others fall flat? Scott Dickers, founding editor of The Onion, has cracked the code. His systematic approach to humor writing, previously guarded like magician secrets, has influenced generations of comedians, including Seth Meyers, who called Dickers' methods the foundation of modern comedy. What makes this particularly fascinating is how it demystifies the seemingly magical process of creating written humor. Unlike stand-up or sketch comedy, which benefit from performance elements, written humor relies solely on lifeless symbols arranged on a page. Yet, when done right, these symbols ignite a spark in your brain that culminates in genuine laughter. This revolutionary deconstruction of humor's mechanics offers a rare glimpse behind the curtain of one of writing's most challenging crafts. Successful humor writing requires balancing two opposing mental forces: the clown, your creative, subjective right brain generating wild ideas, and the editor, your analytical left brain separating gems from duds. Most struggling writers have an imbalance between these forces. To nurture your inner clown, practice morning pages, 30 minutes of uninterrupted, judgment-free writing daily. Direct your thoughts toward amusing observations without censoring yourself. Notice peculiar behaviors or absurd marketing copy. Carry a small notebook to capture funny ideas before they vanish. After a couple weeks, your brain will generate humor constantly, building a reservoir of raw ideas. You'll recognize comedic potential everywhere, from dropped ice cream melodrama to passive-aggressive office notes. Humor transforms ordinary life into something extraordinary, making dull moments fascinating and sad moments bearable. The essential ingredient in all humor is surprise. Without it, humor cannot exist. This explains why comedy writers avoid clichés. When readers anticipate your punchline, laughter disappears. This principle reveals why spontaneous humor is difficult to engineer. Over 90% of everyday laughter is merely nervous social lubrication. 9% comes from naturally funny situations, and only 1% is consciously crafted. Of that tiny fraction, an even smaller portion comes purely from written words without performance elements. Written humor spans 5 categories, appealing to different audiences. Kid stuff relies on simple incongruity, like calling a tree a dog or Laffy Taffy puns. Conversational humor presents the writer's unfiltered personality. Think Dave Barry or David Sedaris. Snark adds sarcastic, know-it-all attitude with phrases like best thing ever. Formulaic humor employs multiple layers and sophisticated techniques, typically adopting character voices beyond first person. Writers create diversions through made-up characters and parody contexts, as seen in National Lampoon and TV comedy writing. Satire incorporates tools from all lower categories while adding crucial subtext. It gets laughs like formulaic humor, but conveys an important hidden message, exemplified by The Onion, select New Yorker writers, and masters like Vonnegut and Twain. The most sophisticated humor resonates across the entire spectrum. Great satire works like a perfectly tuned musical note, providing simple laughs for casual readers while offering deeper insights for those who catch the subtext. Subtext is the concealed meaning beneath humor that creates surprise when discovered. Unlike themes, subtext must remain hidden. It's what readers get when understanding a joke. The best satirical subtext often highlights flaws in humanity or society, creating powerful humor from dark or tragic observations. Good subtext should be clear, intentional, and reducible to a simple opinion statement. Writers must guide readers to discover it while allowing personal connection. Effective humor typically stems from subtext that isn't inherently funny, like people are cruel or power corrupts, which is why tragedy often fuels memorable comedy. Effective subtext emerges from your genuine opinions about life. Review your notebook or morning writing to find disconnected thoughts that reveal what you truly care about. Generate rough joke ideas first, then analyze what they're really saying. The best satirical targets are the comfortable, authorities, entrenched powers, and the status quo, rather than the downtrodden. Humor challenging powerful institutions resonates more deeply. Remember that subtext works because readers discover it themselves. Explicitly stating your message kills the humor. The 11 funny filters turn ordinary observations into humor by creating a thin veil between readers and your message, triggering laughter when they discover the hidden subtext. Irony leads as the most powerful filter, where literal meaning contradicts intended meaning. Unlike sarcasm's obvious attitude, true irony adopts the opposite position with conviction. The Onion's alcoholic father disappointed in pothead son exemplifies this perfectly. Other filters include character, comedic personas, shock, sparing use of taboo elements, hyperbole, stretching reality, wordplay, language manipulation, reference, relatable observations, madcap, literary physical humor with subtext, parody, mimicking formats with changed content, analogy, comparing dissimilar things, misplaced focus, ignoring the obvious for the trivial, and meta-humor, comedy about comedy. The most effective comedy often combines multiple filters, like using character to deliver ironic statements through wordplay. With practice, you'll discover which filters come naturally to you and which require more conscious effort. You can transform ordinary observations into polished humor through three distinct methods using subtext and funny filters. The filtering method starts with subtext and applies funny filters to create jokes. This approach requires experimentation but delivers consistent results. For example, taking meeting an alien would be great, but it's probably just a microbe, and applying character, irony, or misplaced focus generates different comedic angles. The finessing method begins with an existing joke, then refines it using subtext and funny filters. Identify which filters are already present, then strengthen them or add complementary ones. When inspiration fails, the divining method forces jokes by applying funny filters directly. Select a filter, then work systematically to generate material. Regardless of method, word arrangement matters. Use natural tempo and avoid clichés. Don't shy away from controversy. In satire, if nobody's offended, you're likely not hitting the mark. The best humor carries a sense of danger, as if you're getting away with something forbidden. Becoming a proficient humor writer requires consistent practice and developing your unique voice. Practice all funny filters, even challenging ones, to reach the widest audience. Start with an opinion you feel strongly about, even if it's not inherently funny. This creates the essential spark for humor, with better observations yielding better comedy. Embrace simplicity. One clear idea expressed through well-chosen filters outperforms jokes overloaded with competing concepts. Don't shy away from challenging comfortable assumptions and powerful institutions. With practice, the dance between clown and editor becomes more fluid. Professional comedy writers generate hundreds of ideas to find one worth developing. They're not having better ideas, but have trained themselves to recognize which ones work. This journey involves countless attempts and gradual improvement. Keep your notebook handy, maintain your writing habit, and approach each day curious about what might make someone laugh. Continue until seeing the world through a comedic lens becomes second nature.